This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A couple of lone gray wolves wandered down into the southern Front Range foothills last month. That's according to the latest GPS collar data released by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It's likely the farthest east the carnivores have moved in the state since their reintroduction in 2023. The lone wolves are roaming widely looking for mates, but they won't find them on the Front Range. Colorado's four packs have established territories deep in the central mountains. Public health officials have confirmed another case of measles at a Colorado high school. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
They are also warning about potential exposures in Broomfield and Westminster. The state and Adams County Health Department confirmed the case in an Adams County resident. The case is the second at Broomfield High School. Neither of the students had received the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. Students and staff who may need to take additional health precautions will be contacted directly by local public health officials and school administrators. The state has now recorded 3 measles cases this year after recording 36 last year, which was the most the state had seen in years. Measles is a highly contagious disease, but preventable with the MMR vaccine. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Rene Heredia is considered Denver's godfather of flamenco guitar. He passed away Sunday at 87. Heredia produced shows with his company Flamenco Fantasy Dance Theater. In 1968, he established the Flamenco Center for Guitar and Dance, gathering students from around the state. Just days before he died, he was given the award in person for his induction into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. This is CPR News and KRCC.